Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is South Dakota rancher and ag advocate Amanda Radke. The last couple weeks here, you've been talking about the South Dakota's legislative session here. Three bills now have been passed by both the House and the Senate. Tell us a little bit of background of those bills and what they do for and in South Dakota.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate they are being promoted as one of the greatest landowner victories in 30 years, but they are anything but. This package of Green New Deal pipeline bills essentially greases the wheel for one foreign-backed, out-of-state private company that doesn't even have a permit and essentially negotiates a deal for payments and easements and getting their projects through by forcing the hand and the participation of landowners who simply want to say no thank you. It's really unfortunate because there were at least 12 pipeline bills that were introduced this session, and many of them would have provided some really great protections, like taking eminent domain off the table. Our neighbors to the east, Minnesota, have just done a pipeline just like this, and they're not allowed to use eminent domain, but they were able to get that project accomplished by finding 100% participation from landowners. And so most of those bills were quickly killed, and this package of three was pushed by leadership and promoted as the save-all for agriculture and ethanol and landowners. But what really happened with the passage of these bills is South Dakota has officially bent the knee to the Green New Deal agenda. We have officially fallen in line with climate change tyranny, and the people of South Dakota no longer have local governance, local say, or the ability to maintain their private property rights as they see fit.
And so we've read through the statement with American Carbon Alliance, and they called these compromise bills. What are your thoughts on what these bills actually mean or actually are?
Yeah, so I have been fighting animal rights activists and environmental extremists for 20 years, and their favorite word to say is compromise. They want you to get to the table and negotiate a deal, but when you have everything to lose and they have everything to gain, compromise in this situation is actually extortion. There is no compromising on private property rights. There's no compromise on the Constitution. There's no compromise on changing the precedent of local control that's been in place since statehood for 130 years. And yet that's exactly what this package of bills does. So they could slap a fancy name on it so it looks good on Fox News, but the Landowner Bill of Rights is actually just totally insulting because last I checked, we have a Bill of Rights under the Constitution, and they guarantee people the ability to pursue the American dream and to acquire and protect private property, and this is anything but that.
So Governor Noem has stated she plans to sign the bills. Is there anything that you're doing or that people can do to change that trajectory?
Well, I've repeatedly asked the governor, and I've stated in interviews and in testimonies that I really didn't believe that our freedom-loving governor, who stands for local governance and letting the people rule and govern themselves and make decisions for themselves and their families, as we have done for 130 years and as we did during COVID, I just truly didn't believe that she would want to sign her name on a Green New Deal agenda and take away the control from the people. And so it hasn't landed on her desk yet. I would encourage people to email, to call, to let her know where they stand, because we're not just a small vocal minority here. It's not, they're calling us environmental extremists and agitators. No, these are not nameless, faceless activists. These are South Dakotans who have lived on the land for generations, who love their communities and their families, and all they want to say is, no, thank you. I don't want to participate in the carbon capture boondoggle of this project. And so please reach out to Governor Noem. It's not too late. I truly believe she could change her mind on this if she heard from enough people. And that would be my call to action today.
And I know you've participated in some of the rallies that took place in Pierre and that sort of thing. What other kinds of groups or organizations have you worked with to voice some of your concerns throughout this process?
Well, quite honestly, it's been no specific group. I'm not affiliated with any group. I truly am so proud of this grassroots effort of individual farmers and ranchers and families and business owners and concerned community members. I mean, we aren't a slick, well-paid lobbying machine. We're not robots like the other side. These are people with heart and passion who have made great sacrifices to be in Pierre and to advocate for their rights. And I'm just very proud to stand alongside them. And the entire time in this three-year battle, the landowners have really asked for pretty basic things. We've asked for the Constitution to be upheld and private property rights to be maintained. We've asked to protect local governance so that communities can make decisions close to home that are best suited for the people in their community. And we've asked for eminent domain for private gain to be taken off the table. And it's unfortunate that the cries and the pleas of South Dakota people continue to be ignored to benefit big business, big industry, and out-of-state profiteers and government grifters.
Anything else that you want to add or touch on? Any other details that we should mention before we let you go?
I just want to say and encourage people listening that I still have a lot of hope. I am a proud farmer and rancher. I'm a mom of four. There's nothing I love more than agriculture and the pursuit of this way of life and the things that you can achieve on the land and in service to others to provide the essentials of life. And I want to encourage people that this life is worth fighting for, that it is worth getting in the arena for. Your voice matters, even if you're just one person. Just know that you're one of many. Your voice counts and it matters. And we need to hold our elected officials accountable when they fail to do their duty, when they fail to protect the Constitution and follow through on that oath that they placed on a Bible when they put their hand on that Bible and promised to uphold the Constitution and serve the people of South Dakota.
Well, thank you, Amanda Radke, so much for taking the time to talk with us. Here, I'm Wendy Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.